Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Feel better and live longer by filling half your plate with fruits and veggies. Fresh canned or frozen fruits and veggies keep you running for a healthier lifetime. Grab more information at shapeyourfutureok.com.
It's time to get active. Hop on board by finding activities you enjoy doing. Move for 30 minutes every day or go along and get 60 minutes of movement with your kids. Get rolling today. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com for more healthy tips.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, will take a look at these livestock futures and ended up with a nice day on the livestock futures. Live cattle, feeder cattle, the hogs, all finishing positive yesterday.
Well, that's right, Dave. Our cattle complex yesterday did trade mostly higher and closed positive, but we did not experience the large triple-digit gains yesterday or the wild swings that have taken place in the past several sessions. Now, we also saw yesterday our monthly beef stocks come out. They were larger than expected, as they were 7.7% over last month, but still 16% lower than a year ago this time. Now, we saw the choice box beef yesterday up $1.16, select boxes up 14 cents on a movement of 179 loads. The cattle kill yesterday estimated at 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 34 cents, fifth straight session of lower cash feeder index, and Friday is our cattle on feed report. At the moment, December live cattle 27 cents higher, November feeders $1.05 higher, and December lean hogs trading 30 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom, we're going to talk about the grains now. And as we take a quick look, well, the wheat futures, Chicago, Kansas City, both higher yesterday, but corn and soybeans finishing negative.
That's correct. And we did see yesterday the trading start out higher for the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures. New highs were made for the current move to the upside in the corn, the soybeans, soybean meal, and Chicago wheat. But as Dave said, only the wheat was able to close positive. Now, trading volume overnight has been lighter than the previous sessions, and we've seen mixed trade, but at the moment, everything has turned to the negative side. December Casey wheat is down 2.5 cents, December corn down 1.5 cents, November soybeans 1.25 cents lower, December cotton's down 25 points, December crude oil 47 cents higher, December dollar index is 6 cents lower, and December Dow Jones futures up 125 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to our visit tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.